Good afternoon. A special welcome to our guests from Shambhala and Adib Gasho for helping us pull off this session. For those who are not familiar with the Zen tradition, let me say a little bit about the Taisho. Taisho is not a talk in the usual sense. It is not meant to convey information. The translation of Taisho from the Japanese is a shout. And it's an attempt by whoever is giving it to express the Dharma as clearly as possible, as directly as possible, using words, which of course is an impossible task, but we give our best shot. So in listening to a Taisho is a form of Zazen, a form of meditation. So open your heart, open your mind. Let it flow through you like a river. Don't try to judge. Don't try to grasp onto a particular phrase or word. Just let it happen. If you need to change your posture during the Taisho, that's fine, but please do so unobtrusively and mindfully. And however you sit, keep the back straight and the head up. So here we are, in our first mountain session outside of Blue Mountain. And certainly our largest session in a very long while. Now, theoretically, I suppose the numbers don't matter. Whenever two or more people gather in my name, there I am also, said Jesus. Buddha said very much the same thing. Wherever you plant your blade of grass, the temple is built. But from our standpoint in time, space, and karma, size can make a huge difference in the spirit of the session. Even as many small streams combine to create a mighty river, each one of us contributes to the accumulating energy, and each one can tap into that energy to deepen our practice. So enter with goodwill. Enjoy. Take joy in your practice, wherever that practice takes you. In the verses on the faith mind, we chant, "For as it is whole and complete, this sense world is enlightenment." Yes, seen correctly, from a place of no coming and no going, no filters, no judgment or opinion, this sense world is enlightenment. Whether it be on a mountaintop, a desert, or a city. After all, where else will the signal, the stimulus come from that can trigger the psychic avalanche that we call Kensho? The Buddha came to full enlightenment on seeing the morning star. Xiangyan came to awakening on hearing a stone strike a stalk of bamboo. Wu Men came to awakening on hearing a drum. In case number 8 from the collection Entangling Vines begins, Lingguan Zhiqin of Fuzhou was enlightened upon seeing the blossoms of a peach tree. In a verse, he said, "For 30 years I sought a sword master. How many times have leaves fallen and new buds appeared? But ever since seeing the peach blossoms, from then until now, I have never doubted again." What was their condition? That the most ordinary of sights or sounds, certainly things they had experienced many times before, that some small and to most unnoticeable incident could have such a profound effect. Today we'll look at a koan from the Denko Roku, Record of Transmitting the Light. This was compiled by Master Keizan Joken, whose dates are 1264 to 1325. Keizan was a Dharma grandson of Dogen. The Record of Transmitting the Light traces the lineage of Japanese Soto Zen from Shakyamuni Buddha through all the Indian and Chinese ancestors down to Ajo, Dogen's immediate successor. While it's a remarkable historical document, we have to acknowledge that its purpose was partly to legitimize Dogen's Zen lineage in the light of the various successional squabbles that occurred in the generations after Dogen. Nevertheless, Keizan conveys intimately the spirit of Dharma's transmission through each case, his commentaries, and his wonderful verses. Denko Roku, Case 47. Dansha to Zhenxie. The case reads, the 47th ancestor, Zhenxie, studied with Dansha, who asked him, what is your own self prior to the empty eon? The master was about to respond when the ancestor said, you are a little noisy. You should leave here for a while. One day the master climbed Poyu Peak, and all of a sudden he had realization. And Keizan's verse. The icy spring of the valley stream, no one peeks into it. It does not allow travelers to penetrate its depth. Dansha Zhijun is a master in the Caodong or Soto tradition, which emphasizes the practice of silent illumination, which Dogen taught as Shikantaza. Zhenxie Jinglao, who lived from 1088 to 1151, is a Dharma brother of Hongzhi, who many will recognize as the author of Cultivating the Empty Field, and also as the original collector of the verses of the Book of Serenity, or Shoyoroku. So we are very much in the Caodong tradition of the Song Dynasty. Zhenxie became a monk at age 11, not uncommon in ancient China. Here is Master Keizan's account of Zhenxie's coming to Dansha. When he was 17, he lectured on the Lotus Sutra. He became a monk and went to Dazu Temple in Chengdu. There he learned the scriptures and treatises and grasped their great meaning. He left Sichuan to the area of the Chang, Mian, and Han rivers and knocked on Dansha's door. Knocking on Dansha's door. A metaphor for arriving at his place and becoming a disciple. The 47th ancestor, Zhenxie, studied with Dansha, who asked him, what is your own self prior to the empty eon? Your own self prior to the empty eon. How would you respond to that question? Show me your face before your parents were born. Where were you prior to the Big Bang origin of the universe? Zhao Zhou said, before the empty eon, I am. Jesus said, before Abraham, I am. What did these two worthies mean? The master was about to respond, and immediately Dansha interrupts. You are a little noisy. Zenshe was noisy. He was about to respond. He was about to open his stinking mouth and blather on about this empty eon. Here is a monk who has studied Buddhism since childhood, a prodigy, intellectually brilliant, but he has not yet seen the great reality. He has not died the great death, and therefore cannot live great life. This is a difficulty with our koan tradition. We sometimes lose track of that great silence from which everything comes forth. In his compassion, Dansha doesn't allow Zenshe to wallow in words and concepts, however profound they might seem. How many times does the master interrupt the student or not even let him speak, but gives a shout, a blow, a cutting remark? Dansha just makes the simple observation, you are a bit noisy. It's easy to get a little noisy. We live most of our lives, most of the time, in the noise and chatter of the discursive mind that must comment, judge, approve and disapprove, dream and scheme. Even on the mat, we can spend an awful lot of time thinking about practice instead of practicing. So what must we do? You should leave here for a while. Yes. We leave here, wherever that is, and go somewhere else. Not just to another location or a nice new session venue, but to an altogether different way of being, of living. This week, we have all left our here and come to this mountain. Where is that? Is this mountain anywhere? Who is it that sits on this mountain? That's what we're here to find out. If the mind becomes still and quiet, really still and really quiet, we will uncover that which was never born and can never die. One day the master climbed Poyu Peak. Zenshe wanders, and eventually he climbs a mountain, Poyu Peak. Mountains are good places for practice. They are firmly rooted in the earth, and at the same time, they reach to the sky. Here is what Rob Schultheis writes about mountains in his book, Bone Games. There is something about high places, something about lonely, wild places in general, desert, sea, barren ground, Great Salt Lake, but something in particular about high ones. Some say it's the rarefied air, but I think not. Even comparatively low summits seem to have the power. No, there is some other factor involved. Perhaps the very physical, metaphysical fact that solid matter, terra firma, comes to a final pointed end at the summits of peaks. And beyond is the thin realm of blue gases, of black space, ether. So Zenshe climbs a mountain. What does it take to climb a mountain? It is to take to make a sustained and consistent effort. One step. One step. One step. In our practice, we climb a mountain, especially in Sesshin. One breath. One mo. One moment of sitting. All in endless patience. What happens as we climb that one step? One step. Zen She climbs Poyu Peak. One step, one breath, one mo. What happened during that long climb? And at last, Zen She stands at the top of the mountain. He stands at that interface between the solid earth and the vast, empty sky. Each one of us in our practice reaches that point. Here we sit on our mats, solid as mountains. And yet right before us, closer than our own eyeballs, is the great, unknowable, unfathomable silence beyond silence. And all of a sudden, he had realization. What did he realize? What did he experience in that moment? If you stood where Zen She stands, what would you see? The wind blows through him as if he is not there. The sun shines through him as if he is not there. Sounds flow through him as if he is not there. How so? He isn't there. There is no Zen She. There never was any Zen She. And because there was no Zen She, everything in the 10 directions becomes immediately apparent. Nothing in the universe is hidden. And what about each of us? Is there an I on your mat? A me sitting there? Whatever your practice, be open. Be vulnerable. Let it all in and through you. As we become utterly transparent, all things become transparent. Keizan says, when you have shed your skin, there is only the single reality remaining. It lights up past and present and transcends time and space. How can it be called simply prior to the empty eon? Empty eon, ground of being, Buddha nature, it is none of these. It is nameless, timeless, and spaceless. Keizan's verse. The icy spring of the valley stream, no one peeks into it. It does not allow travelers to penetrate its depth. No, no one peeks into the icy spring. You cannot see it. Hear it, taste it, smell it, or touch it. It is utterly beyond our human comprehension. And yet, we are always intimate with it. But it does not allow travelers to penetrate its depth. As long as we are moving through this elusive world of time, space, and karma, as long as we go from husk to husk like travelers putting up at an inn, we will not penetrate. Only one who has come to a complete stop will penetrate the depth. So stop here. Stop now. on this mountain, in this mountain retreat between earth and sky. On the mountain of mats and zafus and cushions, on the mountain of your own body. Stop. Stop on that mountain. Shed your skin. Let down all the barriers. Let the light shine through you. Let the sounds flow through you. Let the wind blow through you. Wind, sun, the moon, stars, and the great empty sky, the sound of coyotes, song of birds, snow falling. There is no person other than this. Together with all beings, we realize the way.